You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Having a baby is a time for big decisions, from creating a birthing plan to choosing a hospital to choosing a midwife or maybe a doula. It can be a lot to take in, especially when many of us don't know what some of the terms even mean. For example, what exactly is a doula? Well, we went to the street to ask some people what they think it means.
A doula is a labor coach, which is a little different than a midwife.
I don't know what that, what's a doula? I just thought that was because when I had my baby, my sister and my mom did mine. So I guess my mother was my doula and my sister. And I was my sister doula because I used to rub her back and, you know, massage her feet and try to get them comfortable. So now I know what a doula is.
Do you know what a doula is, or do you mind just saying what you think one is?
I do not know what a doula is.
I have no idea. You gotta tell me what it is, yeah.
Those were the voices of Lakeisha Jefferson, Anna Warren, and Ty Seals. Okay, so let's hear from an expert. KALW's Leela Day sat down with Dr. Monica McLemore, a nurse scientist at the University of California, San Francisco.
I think I need you to break it down for me first. What is the difference between a doula and a midwife?
Okay. Doulas really are able to be the voice of birthing women during their pregnancy-related care. And so doulas are hired or contracted to work with women in the third trimester of pregnancy. And they spend a lot of time talking about what the woman wants for her birth experience, including who she would like in the room, how she wants to receive information when she's fatigued. Birthing is work. And it's a really powerful time, and it's a really vulnerable time. And so low-income women of color have been utilizing doulas in the more traditional sense, where they're asking for someone to be their advocate.
The midwife, then.
Mm-hmm.
What's the midwife doing? Why do we always confuse the two?
Midwives, many of them are nurses, and they are able to provide physiologic care, everything from administration of medications to comfort measures in assisting women during birth. They have clinical training and they are licensed.
Mm-hmm.
But the work that midwives do and the work that doulas do are complementary. They're not competitive.
That was Monica McLemore, a nurse and researcher at UCSF. She spoke with KALW's Leela Day. And now we're going to hear a little more about what it means to be a doula. Here's Leela.
There you go. What do you think?
I got that pom-pom.
You like that pom-pom?
That's awesome.
I like that pom-pom, too.
Treva Riggins is playing with her toddler, Charlie, at home in Oakland.
No, my ABC.
Riggins works as a server at a restaurant on the weekends, and during the week, she takes care of her daughter.
Yay!
She also recently became a doula.
When I became pregnant, I became really interested in like natural childbirth, and through researching that, I stumbled across like this word doula. I was like, what's that?
Regan says when she learned about how a doula could help, she wanted to hire one, but financially it seemed impossible.
The going rate for a doula was like $1,500, and there was no way we could afford just an extra $1,500 on top of like getting ready for a baby and just like keeping a roof over our head and paying bills.
She found that for many women, having a doula was considered a luxury item. Studies have shown that having a doula present at birth can decrease the use of medications and C-sections, but most insurance companies don't cover the expense. This difficulty is what led Riggins to want to become one herself.
It almost became an obsession, becoming a doula. I was like, I need to do this, I need to do it immediately.
Riggin says becoming a doula was also about representing women of color, like her.
When you research doulas or like anything you find online, the most mainstream things are white, middle class women. I was curious more than anything, I think, to see like, are there other doulas of color? Like, am I going to be an only when I try to do this? Like, where's my space in it?
In downtown Oakland, Riggins discovered Black Women Birthing Justice and the Birth Justice Project. Both programs were collaborating to offer doula training for women of color and formerly incarcerated women. Linda Jones is one of the coordinators and a doula herself. She's helped birth over 1,000 babies. Jones says there's often a surprised reaction when she mentions her job to other Black women.
They go, people pay for that? And I go, yes, they do.
Jones has been able to laugh about some of the reactions, but she also recognizes a major healthcare disparity. Black Women Birthing Justice found that Black women are rarely educated about using doulas and midwives. They're also least likely to access prenatal care and more likely to deliver by C-section and to suffer untreated postpartum depression. Jones says having the support of a doula can decrease some of these risks for Black mothers.
Having a baby without medication is all about letting your body relax and not fighting your body. And if you're in fear and if you're in pain, you're going to fight against your body.
Feeling fear and pain can make a person's body physically tighten up.
If they can relax, then labor is better because they're not fighting their uterus. Your uterus is a muscle that's trying to open up. And if you tighten it, tighten your body, you're tightening your uterus.
A major part of a doula's job is to help a laboring woman relax. And for some women of color, having a doula who looks more like them can be reassuring. But Jones says it's also about personal preference.
I'm not kind of a hippie granola kind of doula. You know, it's just not my thing. And I tell them that. You know, I say, if you want hippie granola, maybe you should get one of those young white girls because I don't carry a bag of stuff around with me with herbs and potions. And I just don't do that.
Newly trained doula Traver Riggins is parked in front of a shelter meeting a client who didn't want her name on the air. She's 7 months pregnant and homeless.
I do want a natural birth, mostly without medications, unless something really bad happens, but I'm sure I'll be able to do it.
Take some deep breaths.
With her daughter in the back seat, Riggins leads her client through some relaxation exercises.
You even let the rest of the day just melt away for just a couple minutes.
They've got a couple of stops to make today. To the hospital to meet the client's doctor, and then to a resource center called Homeless Prenatal Program. Before being connected with Riggins there, the client said she had never even heard of a doula.
It's just disappointing that a lot of low-income families don't know about doulas and midwives.
Next week, the two will work on a birthing plan. When the baby is born, Riggins will support her client's recovery and aid her in caring for her newborn. Riggins isn't getting paid for any of this, but for now she's okay with it.
This is not something that I can do that's sustainable, but it's something that I must do.
It's not that I don't want to serve the community that can pay me. That's just not who I think needs me. You know, like I know that there's a community of birthers who need me, especially because I'm willing to be there for them, that can't pay.
When Riggins thinks back on her labor, she remembers being surrounded by faces who didn't look like hers, and having to deal with doctors and nurses who seemed exasperated by her desire to have an unmedicated birth. Although she never had a doula by her side, she's now determined to be that support for the women who may need her most.
No! Oh, no!
Can mommy help you? Let me help you.
For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.